2-1 по друга е вување од Скопје. Не ви се веро, е па ни мене, ама реалноста зборува поинако. Како што веќе најавивме во претходното издание од 21 до 25 октомври се одржа 23-тиот поред Скопски джез фестивал. На него, покрај останатите имиња, по саботата на 23 октомври во клубот Element DJ сет имаше и германскиот колектив Jazz and All. Берлинскиот микс дојде во состав Александар Барк DJ, Клара Хил вокали и Јутоја во визуелни ефекти. А ни пружија одлична саботна вечер. На нивното музичко мени имаше и джез, и електроника, хип-хоп, драм енд бейс, па други бразилско-латински звуци. После нивниот настап, Васи Дировски разговараше со главниот фраер Александар Барк. Во продолжение ќе слушнате дел од неговите одговори.
I feel good. I mean, for me, I've never been to the ex-Yugoslavian territory. It's quite interesting to see what happened actually here. You see the houses and the environment. That's very special for me. But the people are very warm-hearted and nice. So it will be like everywhere. If the people are okay, it's good. It was the first time I really tried something out, I can say. But you know, if it's the first time, it's always a little bit difficult. You try things out, you don't know how they react, and they probably have different expectations to what I'm doing really. But it worked out well, I think, and I saw people having fun, and that's the main thing. Next time will be probably a little bit better because I know what the people here are up for. The club had a very, very nice sound system, and everything was well prepared, so it was really, really nice. It's a good question, but it's one thing, yeah. As you if you're around in the world as a DJ, you travel a lot, you see a lot of people doing music, you get a lot of influences, you hear such different music everywhere, and we are six people, and we can manage to get everything together. We have a publishing, we have a label, some DJs are traveling around, we have two studios, and the heart of the whole thing is like the context, the friendship with other producers in the world, and that's what we take care of actually. To know what's going on in Japan, we just have to call the Kyoto Jazz Massive guys, or if we want to go to Philly and check the scene there, we can hang out with Kingbird. That's one of the most important things for us, to keep those contacts alive. Hard to say, obviously jazz, because we have Jazzanova, but everything is somehow in it. We are six people and everybody has a different background somehow. Jazz and, let's say, hip-hop is just a common factor of the band, but besides that we listen to everything. We listen to rock records as well, hip-hop classic, that's I think it's quite normal, like everybody is very diverse with his taste somehow. It just has to have some special moment in it, then it's good, and it's Jazzanova thing. I'm proud actually. I think they did a great job, let's say it like that, to open a door. Yeah, when I remember back in the days when their remixes came out, it was perfect. They opened the door somehow for many other producers and to another public. It wasn't underground anymore, like people buying normally whatever Phil Collins CDs, they bought it through Dorfmeister. So they reached a wider audience, which was quite important for us as well. They opened the door and we went through the door. So it's a compliment. I like them. They're great producers. They could do something together new, something, but I'm not sure if it will ever happen. But it's definitely a compliment. Because it was the original plan, and there was a contract for three big items, like the remixes, the album, and the remix album. And after that we had to decide, do we continue working with them, or do we do our own thing? And this time was a little bit strange. Michael had a little different vision about his music development, so we decided to stay with us and stay with the Sonar Collective, which is our own label in Berlin. And but there's no like big fight between us. It's just we have to move on, and we are able to do everything alone now, which is what we ever always wanted. Do it yourself. Yeah, the focus is pretty much now on the Sonar Collective. We have great stuff coming for end of this year and beginning of next year. We signed a lot of like great albums. We help a little bit out always in our studio to record things. Besides that, we try to get a new album together for Jazzanova. And yeah, we try to make the label a little bit more important in the world, you know. It's a hard time right now for our kind of music, and we really have to show that we can survive and we will survive, and that's the main plan right now. Besides that, we have our club night, we have the radio show, we do the publishing, we have so much things to do, but we have we are surrounded by nice people helping us out, and that's the good side with the collective. We have so many people able or willing to help. Thanks.
Тоа не е се во ова 168 издание на Крос Радио од Скопје. Откако на почетокот на прилогот ја чувме Another New Day од Jazzanova, ти чуеме уште една песна од нивниот In Between албум, издаден за Compost Records. No Use следи веднаш по мене, на која вокалите се токму на Клара Хил. Се слушаме наскоро, се надевам.